Hey everyone, I'm Jose.
And I'm Kevin.
And this is Music for Your Eyes.
A mini episode.
Just a little one.
Just a little episode.
Treat. You want a little treat?
Just a tiny, you want a little nugget? You want a little morsel? A little gulp?
Well, here you go.
Do you want to hear the really gross sounding thing I picked up when I lived in France?
What?
That the word for taste in French is like a goût. So sometimes I'll just be like, you want a little goo? You want a little goo?
No. Canceled. Canceled.
You can't cancel me.
I can't cancel the French? You can't
cancel me. No. Only I can cancel the French.
Oh, well, why don't you just go and boo-hoo with your little goo-goo?
Goo-goo. Gaga. Roma. Roma.
Are we ready to get into this episode?
Yes, let's get into this episode. What are we talking about, Jose?
Well, this music video is actually about you, Kevin, so it's just so exciting.
Oh my god, it is? Jose, I'm surprised! Oh my god, this is like the greatest honor. What is it?
It's Stupid Girl by Pink.
You bitch! Uh-huh. Stupid girl, stupid girl.
Stupid girls.
Maybe if I act like that guy will call me back. I don't wanna be a stupid girl.
Wow. What a insane ride this music video is, am I right?
In 2019, it looks different than it did when it first came out.
Oh, we're about to get into that. So how about I give you the Miffy facts? That's right. I changed our logo from Carfax to the Miffy facts because we're like that now.
Miff me up, sis.
Did you just say miff me up, sis?
Miff me up, sis.
I will mother effing miff you up. So Stupid Girl was Pink's fourth, came out of... Pink's fourth studio album, I'm Not Dead.
And wow, okay, and you know what? 13 years later, still not dead.
Still not dead. And it is the first single out of that album. And the record label at first did not want to make this her single. But after watching the video, they said, oh yeah, that's going to be the single. It was directed by none other than what Kevin and I consider one of our most favorite directors, Dave Myers.
Oh my god.
He's everywhere, we know.
I just want to make it clear, we don't sit down and look at the Dave Myers videography and pick videos off of that. This is organic. We just end up at Dave Myers music videos over and over and over again.
Completely. And in reference to this being released in 2006 versus how we live now, in what year do we live in, Kevin?
2019.
Let me give you some of the positive reviews and the mixed reviews to this music video. And then go Pink's response. I'm going to give you the whole bit and caboodle.
Can I just picture you reading this off of a Sidekick?
What's a Sidekick? I remember the Sidekick flippity flips.
A bedazzled T-Mobile Sidekick.
Oh,
that like
my
flips
gosh.
Like four different ways.
That those Sidekicks, those were going to break. Like, didn't anybody realize those were just going to break? Those were not reliable.
It was a simpler time. It was a gilded era.
Toys. So, J.K. Rowling wrote on her website.
No.
Oh, that's
stop
right.
It was, don't oh, lie yes. to me.
Oh, I'm not lying
this
to you.
This is a truth-telling podcast. I don't care for this.
Yeah, I'm your Wingardium Levy assista. God, that wasn't a good one.
Keep going. Roll through it.
J.K. Rowling stated, Stupid Girls is the antidote anthem for everything I had been thinking about women and thinness. It's the antidote anthem for everything I had been thinking about women and thinness. Very interesting. Entertainment Weekly said this song has some verve. You don't hear... this song has verve.
I wish that, like... my face could be in this right now, because I think I'm mostly just going on a face journey of like, J.K. Rowling said that?
Yeah, and... J.K. Rowling literally wrote it on her website. Like, this was like, it was like known that she had responded to it.
Okay.
And then, of course...
It had verve, is the other
one. It had verve. Okay, Pink did her own stunts in this music video. She, you know, she called it sick, twisted, and insane. But then, of course, other feminist websites and a lot of other reviewers were stating that Pink was blaming women for the patriarchy. Pink herself is shaming women, right? So I thought that was interesting, right?
I mean, yeah.
In 2006, you know, people were responding to that. It's not like we're more advanced now. People were also vocalizing what... how backhanded mm-hmm. the messaging sounded.
Sure.
And so then Pink responded to that. And I'm going to read it, you know, from my computer. I'm lifting the computer. And
here's Pink's, the computer.
Here's Pink's statement, which I thought was interesting. And then as we go through this music video, I'll verify some things that she says. She says, "There is absolutely nothing wrong with being sexy, feeling sexy or dressing sexy. My point is only this, smart and sexy are not oil and water. They can actually work together. You don't need to dumb yourself down in order to be cute. You also don't have to have the latest $10,000 handbag to be cool. You can have braces and play the trumpet, and you are still just as important as a cheerleader or the skateboarder. I had braces and played clarinet, which of course made me even cooler." End statement.
Okay.
So that's Pink's take.
Okay.
I'll give you the Carfax as we go. Ooh. I meant the Miffy facts. As we go through this video, which I think can either support Pink's statement or,
let's take this all as a premise. Like either it's the antidote to women in 2006, and a very nuanced take on sexuality and gender norms, mm-hmm. or it's not. Let's see. Let's let the music video make its case.
Let's see. So the music video starts with little Kevin. I'm kidding. Sorry. I don't know why I keep centering this music video on you.
Like I was a young boy in 2006. Just attacking me.
I'm awful. The music video begins with a little girl in pigtails, and she's sitting in her couch at home, and the TV flicks on, and she's confronted by Devil Pink and Angel mm-hmm. Pink.
Over her shoulders.
Angel
and the devil on your shoulder.
Angel and devil. And the music video starts with a ton of montages and I would say, I don't know, a mixture of many things that Pink is warning this young girl about in terms of becoming a quote-unquote stupid girl. Mm-hmm. Do you want to highlight some stupid girl things, Kevin, in quotations, what Pink is highlighting in this music video?
Well, the one that sticks out to me, because you said it earlier, was what happened to the dream of a girl president? She's dancing in a video next to 50 Cent.
Okay, tell me that's not a really great lyric, though.
For the record, it's a great lyric. It's a really bomb lyric. In 2019, it doesn't age well, because I'm sure someone's like, what's 50 Cent? But at the time, this slapped. And I'm sure 50 Cent was like, thanks for the shout out, but also like, wait, what? Should I be insulted? So that's one. One is we could have a girl president or she can dance in the video next to 50 Cent.
Yeah. What else? Oh, the she's bowling. I'm sorry. We're going to go. You don't really need to follow a chronological order to this video except the beginning and the end, because the middle of it is just a ton of montages of Pink mocking the idea of a girl
just a lot of a lot of mocking. It's a lot of just like send ups of like tropes or stereotypes and stuff, and we just, you know, put them up, knock them down, put them up, knock them down,
put them up. Oh, that's a great way to say it. You put them up, knock them down, which is like one that I thought was interesting. Oh, that they were bowling. It again, this video is also in the Pink flavor of the late 2000s era, a little campy, a little funny.
Oh, like conceptual. It's not self-serious. Very conceptual. Like, it knows it's doing a bit, and she's playing for the bit.
Oh, she knows she's doing a bit. That's exactly right. Like, I think one where she's bowling with this guy, and the guy looks at another girl bowling that has big breast, and Pink has that, like, emergency, pulley to make her breast bigger.
Yeah, and she's wearing, for the record, she's wearing a sleeveless turtleneck sweater, which... in and of itself is worth a conversation.
Yeah.
But it also has the emergency tab to make her boobs bigger.
Yeah.
So the guy will pay attention to her instead of the girl bowling. next
the
to
plastic the plastic surgery trope. We see it in almost every music video about women's bodies and female empowerment.
Yeah, right? she's laying on the bed and she's like lip syncing while they're like marking up her body with a Sharpie to be like, and literally it's just like right like going towards her crotch just says like renovation or something like really dark.
I didn't see that.
It's like later in the video you get a really good shot of it, but other than that it's just like, you know, just like her boobs and her hips and her waist and on her face they like have all these lines, and then there's her getting a spray tan and
the really
bad
spray tan
and it just turns her orange.
Oh yeah, that one's gross. Or oh gosh, okay, so we're jumping all over, but there's at the halfway mark in the video they stop the music completely and Pink walks into a bathroom.
Oh, this one.
And trigger warning for people who have eating disorders. Like, this is just... or just bulimia. Like, this girl next to her throws up her food in the sink. And then Pink's like, oh, hand over that toothbrush. Being skinny.
She walks into the bathroom and goes, guys, I have more than 400 calories today. It was so not sexy.
Oh,
and then the girl next to her throws up into the sink and goes, good one. Can I borrow that?
Yeah.
And then
she looks at the girl and goes, oh, good one.
And just for the record, I don't know why, but the way she delivers, I will be skinny, while she's throwing up, I can hear perfectly in my mind on command at any moment of the day. Like, it's such a pained, grotesque line that I have never forgotten that scene where she like makes fun of, I'm gonna say she makes fun of eating disorders. Like,
I think we can call spades for spades. That definitely was like not anything other than it mocking that. I don't know what it would be. It's weird commentary for sure. So we get out of that, and she does the sex tape thing. I mean, this is pre-Kim Kardashian. She was out here.
I looked that up. I have to say, I was watching, and so there's a segment where it's, like, filmed like it's Paranormal Activity, and she's, like, on the bed, and she has this, like, awful fake blonde wig on.
You said Paranormal Activity. Yes, it is shot like Paranormal
it
Activity.
It is shot like that, because it's, like, night vision. And I was watching, and I immediately was like, oh my god, is she making fun of Kim Kardashian? And I don't know if the sex tape had come out yet, but the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians didn't come out for a year and a half until after this music video came out. So I don't know where the sex tape falls in that timeline.
Well, how about this? Is there anything else in the music video that stood out to you?
There is, but I want to talk about it at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then
I'm saving something for the end, but keep going.
Oh, juicy. Well, okay. In case of ruining it, I'm going to actually go through every part of this music video and tell you who she was mocking exactly.
Oh, go ahead. I think I know one. Can I start? Can I guess?
Oh, sure. Go for it.
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got that. That was clear as day.
If we have any Gen Zers listening to this and you were like 5 years or younger when this music video came out and you just like didn't know what the pop culture world was, this music video to me was so obviously, this song was written about Paris and Nicole. The music video was based off of them. Like, it was so, I was like, did they sue Pink? Like, this is so clearly making fun of them some points that I was like, you could have taken her to court. Been like, what the hell is going on? Because The Simple Life, which was the OG Paris and Nicole reality show, had come out like 3 years before this music video came out. So they were deep into their famous for being celebrities or celebrities for being famous.
I mean,
era.
Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton, you know, other than Tiffany New York Pollard, who we know is the OG of reality television, they were pioneering these concepts of reality TV, celebrity as living, like being a living celebrity, and that's already a
mark
of
job.
Fame.
You're a celebrity for being a celebrity.
Right. So it's an interesting foretelling of what today's Instagram models are currently emulating, right? Like, this is the raw, I think, creation of what Pink was noticing and thinking, oh God, like, what are we doing? What is happening right now?
And it was approaching in 2006. We were only 2 years out from, like, the great paparazzi reckoning of Britney Spears' meltdown.
Oh my gosh!
So especially in Hollywood, we were, like, just ramping up into an era of, like, everywhere you went, every time you stepped outside, any person you were seen with was, like, gonna be in the tabloids. There was gonna be a million people taking your photo. And that, like, created an environment where, like, if you're just Paris and Nicole and you just did something like you didn't wear underwear in the car or you drove a little bit drunk, like, you could actually get so much attention for it and somehow parlay it into, like, being notable.
Oh, and
because
this is when,
there was just so much paparazzi all the time capturing all of these people.
This is when Britney, during this time, it was when Britney, Lindsay, and Paris were all going out together, too. Like, this was when also these figures were walking around together and paparazzi just follow them wherever they walked.
I mean, do you, I mean, put this in the pot right here. I'm going to give you an edit live on tape.
Please.
The great video of Lindsay Lohan getting into a car and she says, like, I hate Paris. She's such a bitch. And then the photographer goes, Lindsay, why do you think Paris is a bitch? And then she goes, I never said it about Paris. She's my friend. Like, back to back, she says this.
That's enough, man. Paris is a
Paris, I'm sorry, Lindsay, what did you say? So what? Lindsay, Paris is a what? She's a cunt?
And it is. And you don't know if she's, like, making a joke, and this is, like, some kind of gag, or mm-hmm. she is, like, so high or out of it that she doesn't realize. That was the pinnacle of this whole, like, whirlwind of, like, being famous and being stalked and being targeted and everything you did in your life being, like, a story.
Yikes.
Paris is a bitch. I would never say that about Paris. She's my friend.
Lindsay Lohan, the queen of gaslighting. Who'd have thunk?
Oh, my God.
So you got some characters there. I have even more that I'm just going to deep dive.
Yeah, tell me more.
You.
I know there's more. Tell me more.
I'm going to, like, read off Wikipedia. So, again, listeners, you know, maybe Wikipedia is still not the, you know, the strongest source, but...
Oh, we'll debate it. We'll suss it out.
Pink is parodying young female celebrities such as Mary-Kate Olsen, who provides the basis for the boho chic style, visiting a Fred Segal clothing store. So, when, like, the music video is her.
Yeah.
So, that's the Olsen.
You go to Fred Segal, you find her there.
Yeah. That's the one. The redheaded girl who accidentally hits pedestrians, so Pink is, like, driving and hitting people.
Yeah.
She's mocking Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
The scene in which Pink is washing a car in that bikini, famous scene. She's emulating...
Jessica Simpson
in these boots are made for walking. And, and simultaneously, the Carl's Jr. commercial with Paris Hilton. Remember that burger commercial where she's at a car wash and she's biting into a burger?
Oh God, it's a repressed memory. Maybe I remember this.
Carl's Jr., the food chain, was only doing commercials, like, during Super Bowl and during nice, high profile times of women just eating burgers.
Yes, like, I remember this.
Naked. The girl dancing in the 50 Cent video part, is supposed to be mocking Fergie, like, that style.
Oh,
if you look at her, it looks like Fergie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see that.
A fun fact about this rapper that is, like, in the video, his name, and this is directly from Pink, and I did some research to verify, his name was Quarter Cent, and it's actually 50 Cent's cousin.
No.
So, like, if you look him up online, he's called, like, Continental 5, 2-5, 25 Cent, but he's been estranged from 50 Cent, like, hasn't really spoken to him. His real name is Michael Francis, but I thought that was so funny.
Oh, my God. That's a deep, this is a deep well of, like, this is a slice of life. You could learn a lot about the 2000s from this music video.
I have even more.
Which
I
makes
have two
it.
More.
Oh God, what else is there?
I have more. The digital, so you got it. Like, this sex tape thing that you saw, like that Pink is mocking. It's actually Paris Hilton's sex tape called One Night
in
Paris.
A Night in Paris. Oh my God.
Stop it. Did you just go One Night in Paris like it was some, like, nice movie you saw?
I can't believe I forgot about One Night in Paris. Ugh. Because then there's the famous security cam video of her going into, like, an adult movie store and asking the guy if she could, like, buy all the copies or he'll get rid of them. And he's like, no, I won't. And she, like, leaps across the counter and tries to steal them. But then everyone thought she was doing it to get attention for her sex tape and that she didn't really... Like, she wasn't that upset about it. Oh, I'm so upset. How did I forget about One Night in Paris?
Oh, awful. Yeah, so there it is that. And then the controversial scene that we just discussed, which is, I think, controversial, which is the throwing up part in the bathroom. Wikipedia is saying this, and I was, like, shocked a little bit, where they say Pink is portraying Nicole Richie and Hilary Duff's eating disorders?
I mean, you would know more about Hilary Duff than I would.
I don't know. I thought it was also really, like, that to me is, like, the part where I'm like, ooh, that's far to, like, go and portray actual people.
Like, specific people with an eating disorder. I don't know. I don't remember if any of them, like, publicly had eating disorders at the time.
No, exactly. That's why I'm like,
ooh. Or if it was just, like, assuming they had eating disorders. Ooh.
So, yeah, that's not great. And then...
Okay.
And then The last whole bit and caboodle for this entire video is that Pink did win the best pop video at the MTV Video Music Awards in 2006.
Really?
For this video.
Really?
And guess who co-presented this award?
Well, that's what I was about to say. I was like, I know there's some fucking stunt in here. It's like Paris Hilton or something.
Nicole Richie
I was like, she either doesn't get this award because all these famous people get pissed at her, or they all pretend to be in on the joke and give her the goddamn award. Yeah.
And then Pink spoke like raised her voice and spoke like Paris Hilton while accepting the award. It's heavy-handed. To say the least.
Which, as time goes on, and Paris Hilton is now a DJ, and she's out there going to, like, Ibiza all summer long. She does. I used to follow her on Instagram. It was a lot. The baby voice thing over time has become, like, it's, like, more okay to wonder if she was putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, like, her real voice. So I don't, like, really have a problem with mocking the Paris Hilton voice, because I think she was kind of, like, putting on playing an
it
act.
Up. Oh, playing it up, yeah. For sure. No, I just thought that was interesting. And then the end of the video, I think we haven't even talked about the end of the video, but out of all these montages, Pink then shows this senior woman that is tanned in the pink,
in a pink juicy couture sweatsuit.
Sweatsuit, and just, like, Botoxed, and just showing you this, like, you know, dystopic
plastic surgery,
future.
Fake nose, leathery skin. And she looks like, I mean, I think Mean Girls had come out by the time this music video had come out.
Oh, yeah.
So she looks like Amy Poehler in Mean Girls, but like 65.
Yes, that's a good parallel. That's exactly what it looks like. And then
we
go back to this little girl who was actually watching all these scenes apparently on a television the entire time. And the little girl looks at her Barbie set, looks at a football, looks at a Barbie set, looks at a football. And the devil one is like, play with the Barbies. And the angel Pink is like, get the football. And what does the girl get, Kevin?
She gets the football.
She gets the football. Rock on.
Ugh.
All right.
So, it's like... So Pink's comment that, like, you don't have to be stupid to be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to, like, make yourself dumb. And you don't... And, like, being thin and commenting on that. Like, all of that. I'm like, cool. Good.
Great.
Just
that
statement alone. I'm like,
great.
This is good. You were aiming at this. I think that was a good idea. But I don't think this music video... In 2019... I don't think we can say this nailed it anymore. I think in 2006, we all would have been like, hell yeah, girl. But I don't think we can say today that this still does that, right?
Well, it's interesting because it's why I read the statement at the beginning of this episode by Pink. Because I was like, huh. Like, I see, and like you just said, I see where she was going. But then the people that she is obviously mocking on the music video makes me think, ooh, this isn't really, this is like punching at people and not raising them
up. It's punching down.
It's punching down. You're punching people down. But the I do like the message that of girl president, and I love the message of a girl. But you know what? It's then, it is then shaming the girl that's dancing in the 50 Cent video, which is fine.
Well, it reminds me of, it brings like two music videos to mind for me. One is You Belong With Me, Taylor Swift. Yeah, I made this about Taylor Swift.
Oh, there we go. Coming.
She wears high heels. Taylor Swift corner. She wears high heels. I wear sneakers. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. And in the music video, the like she's like blonde, pure Taylor Swift. And the other one has brown hair. And she's a real B-I-T-C-H. And there's that whole thing of like, sort of inherent in a comparison, you're saying someone's better and someone's worse.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think you're trying to say like this behavior is better or worse, but when you're just portraying people, you're kind of like, well, you're just punching down a person who acts that way, not just that, like the behavior. And then the other one it makes me think of is Hard Out Here by Lily Allen, which ran into like similar controversy of like trying to talk about like expectations for women and success and attitude, and then when you try and like put those in a music video, inherently the parody has like has such a high chance to actually make fun of the figures in the music video rather than like the subject you're parodying. And I think this music video ran into the same thing where it was like, it's like for the record, like Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton getting like DUIs, that's bad. I mean, that's not, I mean, there's definitely certain behaviors in here that totally Pink should be like, this is ridiculous that this is like getting them more attention. And like Paris Hilton's, do you remember the freaking scene when Paris Hilton walked out of jail? Can you picture that in your head?
Oh gosh, yeah, that's
it.
That's
was like
deep.
The red carpet when she left like the LA County
jail.
Oh
yeah. Oh, and, I mean,
and
oh,
so
yeah.
I can't, and I don't know if that had happened by the time this music video came out, but I can't fault Pink for being like, look, there are some famous people out here who are doing some really stupid things that we shouldn't be like teaching young
endorsing.
People.
Endorsing, yeah, we shouldn't be endorsing this behavior.
And this is stupid shit. Like, they're stupid girls.
Yeah.
But then there's other stuff in here that I'm like, eating disorders? Which
yeah,
is,
that's
what's
the rough
odder word. About this, and I don't know if you saw any of this here, is that Pink is sober. Like, she was, I think, addicted to like methamphetamines like growing up. And so it's like very interesting for like her who has like experience with like addiction and like substance abuse to then like kind of make fun of people with eating disorders, which is like just like really kind of in the same family of problems.
Well,
to give
you a little lens on it, actually, I do remember again, I was watching reality TV even at a young age with my sisters. America's Next Top Model, which I think was during this time, like the couple of seasons, Kevin, there was an episode I distinctly remember when I was younger because I was like, oh God, this is like really mean, where I think it was season 2 of America's Next Top Model, where one of the girls clearly had an eating disorder and was going to the bathroom, and Tyra and the other girls were being so callous to this girl. They were like, there she goes again. Into the bathroom. Like, it was really mean. And it made me think, maybe the 2000s as well, like the early and mid-2000s, there wasn't this awareness around, like, the actual mental health component to an eating disorder. But again, I could be wrong. But,
well,
like, it was very callous. I was like, wow, they do not care this is happening to this girl.
Maybe they, and like, clearly, like, you and I aren't the experts on this.
No,
but
we are
not at all. Maybe it's because they, kind of the result of these kind of like disordered behaviors was people thought it was vanity, you know, like when they think of people being addicted to, you know, drugs or alcohol, you don't look great at the end of it. Whereas I can imagine, you know, if you're like, oh my God, she's bulimic because she wants to look so skinny. Like, isn't she so vain? Like, she's just doing this for her looks. And of course, layered on that is a bunch of misogyny about, like, we told her she had to be skinny, and now we're shaming her for being skinny.
Yeah.
It's so maybe it was, like, the whole vanity outcome. Mm-hmm. People thought they could, like, make fun of it and be like, oh, my God, like, this is... She's just selfish. Like, she could... Like, she's just doing this to look better or something. I don't know. Maybe.
No, and we're certainly
still fucked up.
And we're certainly not the experts. I think it's just like a cultural, like, we're inferring from what the culture was in the mid-2000s around media and how people were speaking about these things. So I think it's interesting to bring up.
Yeah. Is it like what? I'm just trying to remember like how guys are portrayed in this music video. Because it's like,
were there really men in this?
Man, yeah, I mean, men, that's, but... I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, at the bowling alley, he's staring at, like, the other girl. And then in the gym, Pink is, like, running on the treadmill, and she's, like, trying to get this guy's attention. And he walks over to a girl who's in a sports bra. And then she pulls off her shirt, and she's in a sports bra. But then she realizes her boobs aren't as big as the other girl's. Mm-hmm. And then her pants fall off, which yeah. I couldn't tell if it was supposed to be, like, a sexy mistake or, like, an embarrassing mistake.
It was an embarrassing. It was weird. Yeah,
it was embarrassing, not sexy.
And again, so this is
I guess it's like lightly commenting on men. I don't even feel good about it being saying like, oh, men just like prioritizing like sexy women or attractive women, because it's like, how would they know you're like, if you think like, oh, but I, you know, I'm smart, I'm interesting or whatever, like, how on the treadmill would they figure that out? I don't know. But really, then I'm also like, yeah, don't be shallow, guys.
Well, she's ridiculing the women that are like either yeah. naturally beautiful or and ridiculing like women that try to exceed or match that to impress a man. But like the men in this video, like if anything, it could have gone harder against men. Like it didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Really. That's the whole punching thing, is like it should be punching up at men who create a system where women think they have to, I will be skinny, you know, to be like worthy or attractive or sexy or something, and they have to downplay being like smart or talented. Like it's the patriarchy's doing all of this. It's not Nicole Richie who's propping it up per se.
Yeah. And then the next level of it is that women are expected to be smart, sexy, pretty, cute, like all these things as well, which is equally an issue.
Yeah. Like, and that just makes you think of the Beyonce line, thought that I kept it sexy, thought that I kept it fun. When you do all of that,
yeah,
sometimes it's not enough.
You got it there. And then, I mean, again, Dave Myers, a man, directed this video. So there's layers to that where, you know, it certainly does not hold up in 2019, but quite a good music video.
So did you, like, read anything about them making the music video or, like, whose idea this was or who kind of, like, spearheaded all this stuff? Because I could see it being Pink.
Well, it was both Dave Myers and Pink, but, like, a lot of this was coming out of Dave Myers' brain.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, and it's the whole... And it's also maybe just, like, a really, like, Hollywood music video where, like, they're, like, extra exposed to all of the mm-hmm. antics of, like, the Paris and Nicole's of the world, that they're so sick and tired of it that, like, that's what they're aiming at. Whereas in the rest of America, we're kind of like, we don't have this much of a grudge against these women. It actually just looks like you're making fun of them.
And I think Pink has a rightful, like, or was attempting to be rightful in the sense that, like, these women also are being overly portrayed in media to the rest of the U.S. And she's saying, like, hey, like, there should be more examples of other women that are doing equal things, right? Like, again, don't punch down, but, like, open up the conversation. But again, the whole song is called Stupid Girls, so you're not really going to be expecting a punch or a positive vibe out of it.
No, because there definitely is something worth saying that, like, these women were getting so much attention at the time, and it was like a frenzy every time they went out in public, and they weren't doing esteemable things. Mm-hmm. There was just, like, no debate over that. That, like, getting DUIs and going clubbing and putting on a weird baby voice. I mean, Nicole and Paris, the whole premise of their show was that they were, like, rich girls who didn't know how to do anything. And, like, mm-hmm. they would, like, kind of just, like, it was called The Simple Life. They would just, like, kind of make fun of how ridiculous the rest of America lived. And it was like, yeah, that isn't actually great. And I think you're allowed to, like, put that at Paris and Nicole's feet, being like, why do you put this out in the world, and what's your role in this? But it didn't land that punch. I don't think at all.
I don't think so either.
But it is, but I can feel in 2006 that this would have been like such biting commentary. Like I can just
controversial.
Oh, I can just feel that there would have been a whole movement of women who were so frustrated with this system that was like giving attention and validation to the Paris and Nicoles of the world. I mean, like, oh my God, why are they the pinnacle? Like, why does everyone care about them so much? And then Pink coming out with this thing and being like, yes, finally, someone's like pointing out how stupid this all is.
Yeah, but in reality, you got J.K. like, Rowling writing up her responses. But again, other subset of women that were going, why aren't you attacking the patriarchy? Like, there were definitely voices that were like, hey, this is not, what?
Like, no, the calls are coming from inside the house. Like, this is not among us. You need to look outside.
Oof.
I know. But I do think the song is so catchy, though. That's what makes this even weirder, is that, like, Pink is such a good songwriter and has such... I mean, back then, she really had such, like, an edgy kind of punk, like, feeling to her that it's so easy to listen to this song, and it's so well produced. I mean, we could do a whole episode about, I would love to know, like, who made it and stuff, because it's so catchy that I could see, like, the song propelling the music video, and you, like, lose your way, because you're like, oh, but I kind of, like, go really hard to this song in the car. So I think the music video is great too, but it's like, no, they're both problematic.
Yeah. Oh. Well,
can I share my one last point with you?
Oh, please.
So last week we talked about Boys by Charlie XCX, and we talked a lot about how that music video was kind of successfully punching up at men and showing them doing the things that women do, and kind of, is it silly, is it sexy, vulnerability, all that stuff. I thought it was so funny that Pink is making fun of Jessica Simpson with the car washing scene, and literally Charlie Puth did the car washing scene in Boys. And, like, what is the difference in that perspective of, like, Pink thinking it's so silly, so she does it stupid, versus, like, Charlie XCX making Charlie Puth do it and trying to point out that it is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow it just, like, lands a different punch. It's not a punch at Jessica Simpson as much as it is the premise that, like, oh, washing a car is so sexy. That, like, you know, like, the whole femininity of it being hot to men, being like, what is this? Like, what do you think is so hot about this thing? It's just that you're, I don't know. I just thought that
was very funny. But Charlie XCX didn't do it equally to, like, Charlie Puth as Pink did to herself. Like, from commentary on that. Like, Charlie XCX didn't, like, go eye for eye on that. She just did it lightly. Like, she didn't make, you could have made Charlie Puth go full, like, bathing suit, strip, actually commit to the bit, and then objectified men. But it didn't do that. It went nice. It was like, oh, let's just lightly comment on it. Because she didn't really put men in, like, compromising positions, per se.
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not. But I almost wonder if, like, that's the better technique to point out the disconnect here.
Mm.
And then, like, Pink, like, went so hard on all of these stereotypes that it did feel like making fun of people in a mean way. In, like, a really kind of vindictive way. Versus, like, you know, the Joe Jonas and the pancakes and Charlie Puth with the washing the car was so clearly, like, a really, like, jovial atmosphere. And clearly, like, everyone is, like,
everyone's kind of in
on this joke. And it's not that mean.
No, yeah. And another thing about the video itself is that you couldn't have gotten, like... Imagine if Pink would have been able to get Lindsay Lohan and, like, Paris Hilton to get in on the joke. The premise of the song itself doesn't even allow people to be part of the joke.
No. Wow. That's actually a really... That's a very interesting idea. If you had, like, Mary-Kate Olsen, like, wearing her own clothes, going around and...
Yeah, like, they could have played up their own
stereotypes. But that's a very, like, it's a very post-Britney thought, though. You know, like, after Britney's meltdown, you could have, like, some critical thinking about, like, how the women were actually, like, victims of this system and...
Right. Right, they're not even allowed to be...
But before that all happened, no one... not no one. Pink clearly did not have that perspective of, like, they're actually, like, stuck in this game as well. They're not, like, totally whatever playing it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
This is good. We've talked about doing Supergirls for a while.
Oh, long time.
It is so... It's just one of those music videos that has so many chunks in it to, like, that, like, try and make a bigger message. And it has so many setups. And usually music videos now are, like, they'll give you three setups. And, like, that's the beginning and end of it. Whereas this one, there's, like, eight, there's, like, eight different scenarios to look at and try and weave together a narrative. And some of them are, like, genuinely, they're, like, nailed it, girl. Driving and texting, bad. And then some of them are bad, like, making fun of eating disorders.
So, not good. Yeah.
All right, very good pick. Very happy.
That was a mini. I'm Jose.
I'm Kevin.
And this was Stupid Girls by Pink. Bye.
Bye.